Well, good evening, church. How we doing? You hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Why is Good Friday good? Why are we here? You know, as a kid, I used to go to the Good Friday service with my parents. They went to a Lutheran church. And on Fridays, on Good Friday, it would be a very solemn service. It would be very dark. In the Lutheran church, you know, they got the robes and stuff. That stuff came off. And there was something about that day that was solemn. The other thing I remember is that whole week leading up to Easter, my mother had a cross that she kept on the front porch of our house. And on Good Friday, she would go out and she would drape a black cloth over that cross. And I remember those things as a kid. And so maybe some of you are here tonight, you're visiting, a buddy dragged you here, and you're like, I'm just going to take it out, take it for a test drive, see what this Christian thing's about. So we're going to kind of look into this question tonight of why is Good Friday good? We sang some great songs tonight. We read some good passages of Scripture talking about Jesus dying on the cross, dying for us. And that's what we remember this day, but why do we call it good? It seems to be such a horrible thing, especially as you look at what was involved with crucifixion, what Jesus went through. Why would we call that good? So that's what we're going to look at tonight. So if you have a Bible, go ahead and grab it, and we're going to be in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. If you don't have a Bible, there should be one in front of you under the chair in front. I didn't get what page number it's on, so if somebody knows what page that's on, 973, all right? And while you're flipping there, I'm going to give you a quick 30,000-foot Cliff Notes view of Galatians, okay? So the question that man has been trying to answer from the beginning, since the fall, is how do I get right with God? And you really have two options. So I'm going to call them options A and B, okay? Option A, you try really hard to be a good person, and you hope that when you die, your good outweighs your bad. That's option A. Option B, you put your faith in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Those are your two options, okay? Now, Galatians is written to churches that are kind of struggling with this question because they've come to Christ, they believe in Jesus, but now they got some people showing up and they're telling them, Jesus is good, but you got to have some law in there too. All right, if you want God's thumbs up of approval, you got to be doing some stuff. You can't just faith alone. It doesn't fly here. All right? So this guy, the Apostle Paul, he's going to write this letter to the Galatian churches refuting this idea, pushing back very strongly on this idea. And so it's kind of in that context that we're going to look at this one verse tonight. So we have one verse, and we have 3 points of why Good Friday is good. So you ready? All right, here we go. I'm going to read the verse, and then we're going to dive in. Galatians 2:20 says this, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So here's the first point, why Good Friday is good. First reason why Good Friday is good is because Jesus died for all of you. And when I say all of you, I mean individual people sitting in seats. If you're here tonight and you're a Christian, Jesus didn't just die for your sins and then toss you the keys of the law and say, good luck. Okay? Jesus died for all of you. What does that mean? That means your personality. That means your thoughts. That means how you live your life. Jesus purchased you. And that's a little bit different than, thanks Jesus, and now I can just do whatever I want. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. My whole self, before I knew Jesus, is nailed with him to that cross. So what does that mean practically? practically, it means we can't say thanks, Jesus, and keep sleeping with our boyfriend or girlfriend. It means we can't say thanks, Jesus, and then continue to tear down our spouse at home with our words. Or here's the one that I struggle with. Thanks, Jesus, and try not to engage in that gossip at the workplace. Because when Jesus saves you, he grabs that and he changes that. Now, don't take that to mean that you're not going to struggle. I think we can all say, amen, we struggle. But it means that we keep pursuing after Jesus. We keep wanting him above the things that we struggle with. We desire him more than the trinkets that this world throws at us. But what if you're here tonight, so that's for the Christian, sitting in the seat tonight, but what if you're here tonight and you're like, listen, Zach, I just came with a buddy of mine, all right? I'm not a Christian, I'm just checking this thing out. Well, we got a couple things for you. First of all, we're glad you're here, because this is a good place to be on Good Friday. And one of the things that we love, besides Jesus as Christians, is we love the truth. And we find the truth in God's Word. And so I'm going to tell you the truth tonight, and I'm going to be straight up with you. It's going to sting. But I want you to hang in there with me, because if you hang in there with me, there's good news at the end. All right? So here's the truth. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, you are living your life in option A. You're hoping that your good outweighs your bad, and that when you die, God's going to balance that out, and you hope you get to go to heaven based on what you do. But here's the thing. Earlier on in this book of Galatians, in the first part of chapter 2, Paul's going to tell us that by keeping the law, nobody's justified in God's sight. So really, option A is not an option. Right? So your only hope, so you can't go, well, I'll just live from here on out good. That doesn't work, because before up to this point, you still have sin that needs to be dealt with. Right? So what do we do? That's the bad news. The good news is that God sent his only son to do just what we read tonight. To be sin for you. So here's what's amazing about that. Jesus comes as a man in a fleshly body, and he crushes it. I mean, he lives more perfectly than you will ever do. On your best day, when you're just killing it, he smokes you in how good he is. And then he takes that perfection and he goes to the cross in your place. Why would he do that? Because that is the God of grace. You get something you don't deserve. And what does he call? What does he call you to do? He calls you to repent of sin and to say what Paul says here. I've been crucified with Christ. I don't want this anymore. I want Jesus from here on out. That's what he calls you to do. And so I plead with you on God's behalf to be reconciled to God. Return from your sin and your own philosophies and your new age stuff that you think is going to help you, and get rid of it and turn to Jesus. Turn to the one who's perfect. So, that's for the non-Christian. But what about, Zach, I'm a Christian and I'm having a hard time right now. I'm struggling. What do I do? Well, that's our second point. Second point, live by faith. Let's look at that verse one more time. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. So, Christian, this is what our life looks like. Faith. What is faith? Faith is every day following Jesus, committing yourself to follow him. And if you're like me, practically, this is hard. You go through that cul-de-sac of doubt. Am I really a Christian? I don't know about this. I'm really struggling. When's God going to give me victory over this one sin that's just been beating me up my whole life? And then the Holy Spirit stirs in your heart with faith, and it says, keep going. It says, press into Christ more. He puts brothers and sisters around you that say, I know you're struggling. I'm going to pray with you, and then I'm going to point you to Jesus and say, keep going. Sometimes you feel like you're just crawling, but you're still moving forward. God is working in the mess. He's working. Faith says to keep going. Paul says this life that I live, it's faith in the Son of God. That's what keeps me going. How could Paul do all that he did? All the stuff he went through, if you read throughout the New Testament, all the stuff he went through, how could he do that? He did it by faith, living out this verse, faith in the Son of God. And what is one of the big keys to faith is God's love. And that's our last point tonight. Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus loves you. That word gave there, it's got a lot of weight to it. It actually means to turn yourself over to. So here's what I want you to see, Christian. Jesus did not go to the cross begrudgingly for you. Do you get that? Jesus gave himself over for you. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down. I lay it down and I'll raise it back up. That's the God we serve. He lays it down for you. Here's what's amazing about it. Jesus sees all your sin, all the stuff you've ever done, every bad thought, everything you've ever done wrong. And rightfully, God could say, that's on you. And Jesus says, it's on me. I'll take it. And he goes to the cross and he dies in your place. So what I want us to see is something that we've, if you've been a Christian a long time, you need to hear it. And if you're not a Christian, you need to hear it, is that Jesus loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Do you get that? Do I get that? I don't think I get as much as I should, but he does. So what does this mean? It means that we live our lives knowing that we are justified. Good Friday is good because if you are a believer in Christ, you are justified. What does that mean? It means God gives you the thumbs up of approval. You are good and righteous in his sight. Zach, that doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't make sense. That is the unbelievable grace of God in Jesus Christ. So that means tomorrow, if God gives us the day and he gives us breath, we live our lives not white-knuckling it, trying to earn his favor, but living knowing I already have it because of what Jesus did. And when I mess up, I run to him. I don't run away. I don't try to do more things to make up for what I did. I run back to the Savior who what? Loved me and gave himself up for me. So church, we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And this life we live by faith in the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Let's pray.